Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Harry, and that's my fine wife, Bev. You know, I was reading and came across Genesis 8:13. I remember the day I did it. And we want to share it with you in the Classic Amplified Bible.
Mm-hmm. In the year of 601 of Noah's life, on the first day of the first month, the waters were drying up from the land. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the surface of the ground was drying.
You know, as I was reading that, I asked the Lord, there was something he wanted to show me. Word he wanted me to write for the body of Christ. Here's what he stirred in my spirit. Too many of my children have been living in an ark, a place of safety, a comfort zone in the midst of the storms of life, unwilling or unable to venture out, to break forth from the routines of life. As I wrote down what he was saying to me, honey, I thought he was saying to me that it's time for us to get out of the ark. It's time for us to remove the covering of our comfort zone, see beyond our previous limitations to the new opportunities that he is preparing and presenting for each of us. The world will focus on our weaknesses, our limitations, what they think we can't or what they think we can comprehend, can or can't comprehend. And yes, I want to say this to you. Some of your friends, those close to you, want to keep you in the ark, your comfort zone, because that's where they are too. I understand that most people always flow to the negative instead of the positive. They think of limitations instead of expectations.
Well, that is so true, honey. And in Mark 9, verse 23, in God's Word translation, it says, Jesus said to him, as far as possibilities go, everything is possible for the person who believes. Dennis Waitley, the acclaimed author and motivational speaker, said, don't dwell on what went wrong. Instead, focus on what to do next. Spend your energies on moving forward toward finding the answer.
That's good.
So to move forward, we must get out of the ark. We must be looking forward to new opportunities, looking for new potential and not be bound by past or the past experiences. A very good reason for us to get out of the ark is confirmed in Isaiah 43:19. I love this. Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God wants to do a new thing in our lives. But he can't as long as we're still in the ark of our comfort zone. In order to get something new in our future, we have to be willing to let go of our past. God does not want us holding on to the past. He wants us anticipating the future and the new thing he wants to bring about in our lives. We're sometimes reluctant to let go of that past because it's so familiar and we've grown comfortable living in it. Our borders have been set, but God is wanting to do a new thing in our lives. Joshua told the children of Israel that their menu was about to change and their borders were going to be expanded. Only when we leave the old way of living and thinking behind can we embrace a new thing, something God wants to do new in your life. In Joshua 5, verse 12, it says, and the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Hallelujah.
You know, in order to get something new in our future, as you said, honey, we have to be willing to let go of the past. We got to get out of the ark. We can no longer do things the way we've done them. We must begin to think differently, to do things differently, looking for the cutting edge, what he is wanting to do in our lives right now. Well, we need to think about this. We have the God of the universe directing our paths. We have every advantage and nothing to fear. We must simply trust our Father, our God.
Hallelujah.
Is there a creative idea, a witty invention, or a new avenue of revenue that's been stirring in you, but you've ignored it for the familiarity of your comfort zone? Have you ignored a God idea because of what others might think? Well, we have a revelation for you. The opinion of others doesn't matter when it concerns your purpose, your vision, and your goal.
And it also doesn't put a penny in your checking account either.
That's exactly right. Somebody said one time, I used to be concerned about what others saw until the day I realized that wouldn't pay my bills.
That's it.
Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor who said he lacked imagination and creativity. Later in life, Walt Disney turned down Charles Schulz for a position in his organization for somewhat the same reason. But as you probably know, Schulz went on to create the incredibly popular Peanuts comic strip with Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Woodstock, and Lucy. Sidney Poitier was told by a casting director that he should stop wasting people's time and become a dishwasher or something. Poitier later became the first Black American to win an Oscar. You may have felt your pathway in life has been flooded. Yes, covered with obstacles preventing you from arriving at your ultimate destination. Fear not. God is sending you a message right here, right now, on this September 1st. He's clearing a path for you. He's pulling back the covers. He's revealing everything that he is, everything that's held you back. Remember, he is the waymaker.
Hallelujah.
Our success in life isn't determined by how old or how young we are, how much education we have or don't have, where we work or where we live, but by our willingness to get out of the ark. Our current economic conditions also have nothing to do with our potential for fulfilling our divine destiny. If God isn't moved by your circumstances, why should you be? See, it doesn't matter to God if you're 6 or 61 or 601 like Noah. It's never too late to be what you were empowered and destined to become.
Think about that.
The only limitation to your success can be seen every time you look in a mirror. By the same token, the key to unlocking your future success can be guaranteed by saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, every time you see yourself being held back. Please note that Philippians 4:14 says that you can do all things, not a few things, but all things through Christ, which strengthens you.
We absolutely love Philippians 4:13 in the Message Bible, which says it this way, whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. That's a powerful scripture. The point is, you may think, oh, I can't do this on my own, but you have a God living in you that can do it through you. We need to pull back the covers of our lives. God is drying up the circumstances that have flooded us and get ready to walk on that dry ground he's prepared. In order to walk on the dry ground and into our future, we've got to get out of the ark. If there is one thing that we can gather in reading these scriptures on Noah, it's that God pays attention to the details. When we follow God's plan, we will be commended for our obedience to his instructions. In Genesis 6, verse 22 in the New King James Version, it said, thus Noah did, according to all that God commanded him, so he did. In reading the story of Noah, it becomes very clear that God wants us to understand that Noah did what he was told to do, how God directed him. God wants no less from each of us, which is why the verse is repeated in Genesis 7, verse 5. In Genesis 7, verse 5, New King James, it says, "And Noah did according to all the Lord commanded him."
You know, God might be a little impressed when we start goals, but he's fully impressed when we complete them as he directed. Once again, it doesn't matter if you're 61 or 601. God wants to give you, me, each of us, a fresh start.
Hallelujah.
It's time for us to get out of the ark, to move out of our comfort zone. As we end today's call, I want to share one more thing that God stirred in my spirit. He said, "Too many of my children have been living in an ark, a place of safety, a place of comfort in the midst of storms of life, unwilling or unable to venture out, to break forth from the routines of life."
Hmm.
Shared that at the beginning of the call. Felt led to do it again.
That's right.
God wants each of us to venture out, to embrace our future without limitations. The only way to head in the future is to get out of the ark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I need to stop there, because tomorrow, Labor Day, is our day of prayer and victory for people.
That's right.
And if you want to be a part of that,
and haven't signed up already,
go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day and just give us the information. We need to pray for you specifically.
Yes.
We have had an overwhelming response.
Hallelujah.
I think more than we've had, if not ever, in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And I'm reminded, honey, of a testimony that we received from someone in California for whom we prayed on a Labor Day in the past. They said, "I just received a totally unexpected pay raise of $18,000 per year."
Hallelujah.
Wow. To God be all the glory and honor.
Amen.
We're believing for miracles.
Yes, we are.
Hallelujah. Speaking of miracles, if you want to be blessed,
yes,
join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live.
Hallelujah.
Go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says Join Harold and Bev. The teaching will bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm pumped up about the next today and tomorrow.
And the days after. That's right.
But this time of prayer and victory, we want every one of you hearing our voices to be a part of this.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
God said, "Get out of the ark."
That's it.
You're going to get going.
That's exactly right. Well, till tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern and tomorrow morning, 8:30, every morning at 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.